When things start happening during a planting season, they happen in a hurry.
For just a single week, ending May 11th, we saw 30% of the U.S. corn planted during that seven-day period.
That's meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says overall progress by the end of last weekend was 59% for corn, bringing it a percentage point ahead of the five-year average and two times the pace of a year ago. Places that are showing the quickest pace of planting progress, the I states, Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, with Iowa in the lead.
With 47% planted during the week to reach 70% overall, not too far behind Indiana, 41% planted to reach 61%.
However, the fast progress in the previously weather-delayed eastern corn belt was not matched everywhere.
Conditions are still not favorable across the far upper Midwest, and bringing that out is North Dakota. They were able to plant the first acres of the year in North Dakota.
In those areas, only 3% of corn was in by the end of last week. Michigan is only 20% planted in the latest figures. 41% is the five-year average. The worry comes in places like North Dakota with only 3% planted, and Minnesota with the fourth largest corn acreage by state, now more than 30% behind the average mid-May pace. The 7-to-10-day outlook shows it dry enough for some field work to get done. The inhibiting factor comes with cooler than normal temperatures, which will slow soil dry down going into the late May planting stretch. Despite the slow pace in the northern areas and worry about its shorter growing season, there's no doubt there's been an encouraging sign in the increase of planted acreage from 13% behind average to a percentage point above in 1 week. Credit technology and not a little weather luck.